from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Lots going on today, including an injury update to Austin Riley. He is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. If you're just joining us, that hand is broke. And so the hopes yesterday and wishes of us just saying, all right, he'll be back in the lineup, maybe a day off or so. It's not true, Mike. And it just makes us wonder, you know, we've been saying it, right? This doesn't seem like it's our year. Every time we get somebody back, somebody else gets hurt.
Yeah, man. It's Muddy Harris with the Grand Slam up in San Fran. And, you know, you're feeling good. You take, you know, you 4 out of 6, you less. And you're feeling, you know, okay, maybe the warmest turn. We can get hot. To lose Austin Riley, because, you know, with all the slumps that Matt Olson's been going through, Austin Riley has been, for the most part, really consistent. Save for maybe one little dip, and he got cracking. You can't replace that. There's nobody in the organization. There's just nobody that can. Yeah, there's a chance you can, you know, Nacho his second time up can maybe feel better about his swing or whatever. But you can't get the production. You can't get the slugging that Austin Riley delivers, man. Just brutal. I mean, this is a year you're just snake bit. You just got to chalk it up to the baseball gods just took a giant dump on the Braves this season.
Justin Simmons speaks to the media today, our newest safety, along with Matthew Judon. Stay tuned. We'll let you hear what they had to say in a very, very interesting playlist in 15 minutes. Right now, though, let's talk dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley is here. Tick, tick, as we count down to the dogs taking on Clemson at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Connor, one part of the conversation, and I just saw your piece on Dog Nation about the offensive line. Last year, the dogs gave up, what, 13 sacks total? Is that right? 13? Connor? Go ahead.
13, yeah. And hey, Carl. Hey, Mike. Glad to be on with you. Less than one a game. And, you know, again, it's tough to quantify, like, will they be better or not? The offensive line should once again be a strength for this team. It could very well be the best offensive line in the country. I mean, you look at the last three national champions, Georgia, and Michigan, they all had elite offensive lines. And even though Georgia's battled a little bit of an injury situation to start fall camp, I think that this offensive line is going to be elite once again in 2024.
Even with the injuries? I know the way they're moving pieces around in practice.
Yeah, you know, center is, I think, and this is, and the injury to Jared Wilson this fall has shown us, it's the one position where they're not super deep at. They've moved Tate Ratledge over to be that sort of starting center there, and he had never really snapped in his life prior to March. Now they feel better about him having gone through a full offseason practicing it and repping with it. But you look at guard, you look at tackle, those are spots where, like, Micah Morris probably won't start for Georgia to start this season. he would start on 99% of the teams in the country. He's that level of offensive guard. They've got Monroe Freeling, a former five-star prospect, who they feel really, really good about. He's probably not going to start either. So they have multiple guys that they can pull off the bench that I think will really help them. It's just that center spot where Jared Wilson was back in practice, played a lot in the scrimmage on Saturday, seems to be good to go as it stands right now for that Clemson opener. Center's maybe the one spot where the depth isn't there. But guard and tackle, I don't know if there's a deeper offensive line in America than what Georgia has.
We try to be fair and accurate when reporting stories, and I think a follow-up on stories is always good. So the racing and reckless driving charge against linebacker Munden, Samuel Munden, have been dropped. Can you explain what the situation is here?
Yes, those charges were dropped today. He did plead guilty to a driving too fast for conditions charge there as well, paid a $500 fine. Took some defensive driving classes there as well. The legal aspect of this is now behind Munden, who was arrested in July on a racing and a reckless driving charge. It still remains to be seen if Georgia is going to play him in the season opener against Clemson. You know, Kirby Smart, understandably, has been tight-lipped about a lot of these things. He has not publicly announced suspensions. That is sort of the way that he has operated. That does not mean that Munden will play or won't play. We just won't know until the day of and whether or not we see him out there. He has been bothered by a little bit of a foot injury this fall, but that is not, in my opinion right now, going to be something that keeps him out for that opener against Clemson.
It is our man, Connor Riley, guys. Hey, Connor Riley on Twitter. Get the latest on Dog Nation, what's going down. Three All-American preseason, two on D, one on offense, and certainly Carson Beck, a lot of pressure. Carson Beck is cool as a fan, right? He's ready for this. Everything that's going to be on his shoulders this season?
I think he, more than anyone, is ready for the season to start because it's one of those things of, you know, talking to him throughout this offseason, like, there's only so much that he can do in practices, in scrimmages, to go out there and show that he's improved. And yes, he's taken on a more vocal role, certainly in the quarterback room and the offense as a whole. But at that quarterback position, you know, you're not getting hit in practice. And while, yes, you're going against an elite Georgia defense every day, it's just so different from what you're going to see when you take the field against Clemson on August 31st, when you go on the road to Alabama, to Texas. And I know that Carson is a guy. He came back to Georgia, you know, not just for the glitz and glamour that comes with that position, but to go out there and prove that he can be a championship-winning quarterback. It means a lot to Carson, I think, to be a starting quarterback at Georgia and also a national championship-winning quarterback at Georgia. And he knows that he saw Stetson do that. He has two rings of his own. I think he now really wants to go out there and put a stamp on his own ring and cement his own sort of legacy in that way.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think that's his task, right? I mean, it's not just playing up to being, you know, potentially a Heisman candidate. It's securing the chip. I mean, if he does that, we said this, he'll live forever, man. And that's the beauty of being in the position he's in. Connor, let me ask you about being overrated. And I don't know where you're at on this. Is Clemson overrated? I just want to put this in context. And again, you know, it's hard to look at last year and then say, all right, that's what's going to happen. But this is a team that lost three games to unranked opponents. They went 4-4 in conference play for the first time since 2010 last year. There were just a lot of questions. And everybody's like, okay, going into the season, they've got Georgia. Are they overrated?
This is a team that I think is still dining a little bit off the previous decade of success that Clemson has had. But they have a lot of questions. You know, they go 9-4 last year, but at one point in the year they were 4-4. They were playing, quite frankly, in a really weak ACC as a whole, and I think that propped up the record better than it is. They've got some nice talent on the defensive front there, but they still face some major questions on offense, something that has been consistent with that program since Trevor Lawrence left for the NFL. They're really counting on some of their freshman wide receivers who are incredibly talented, five-star recruits that they brought in the 2024 class. But they're really going to be reliant on some of those guys. And it's a game where, you know, you look at, you know, where these two programs have been over the last decade, each winning multiple national championships. You think this should be a big-time atmosphere, big-time game. But it's a noon kickoff. And Vegas right now has Georgia as a 14-point favorite. That sort of tells you that, that one of these programs is not like the other. So Clemson, I think, has a lot to go out there and prove in that first game of the season.
A lot of depth, a lot of experience on defense, but you're right. To me and Carl,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We talked a lot about it. Cade Klubnik, it's just, they've gone backwards since Trevor Lawrence. There's just no other way to describe it. Hey, man, good article over the weekend, Connor, talking about, like, maybe the secret sauce could be Quintavious Johnson as far as the guy's going to get after the quarterback. I know we keep asking you, where's the next Jalen Carter or Jordan? Maybe could this guy just be a pass rush machine as a freshman?
This is a guy they're really, really impressed with. Was, you know, largely a three-star recruit for most of his process, ultimately bumped up to a four-star prospect. But this is a guy who was playing quarterback at Mays High School last year, and it speaks to the level of athleticism that he has and surprised a lot of people with how quickly he has picked things up in this Georgia defense. They really like what they have in their outside linebacker room this year, and it's not just because of Quintavious Johnson. You move Mykel Williams out there. You know Jalen Walker is going to play at outside linebacker. Year two of Damon Wilson, who has physically transformed his body this offseason. You know, outside linebacker in the early days under Dan Lanning was always a strength. It hasn't really been that way in some time for Georgia, but I think entering this season, they've definitely got a chance to be that. And the fact that a guy like Quintavious Johnson is making waves already shows, I think, just how deep and how many different weapons they're going to potentially have to impact opposing passing games.
All right, one last thing for me, Connor Riley. That is Georgia running back you again this year? Are they going to successfully run the ball the way they want to and dominate?
I think that this room has a chance to be explosive in a way that it hasn't in a while. And part of that is personnel. I think Trevor Etienne, I think Nate Frazier, those guys are more long-term speed guys, whereas you look at it in recent years. Kendall Milton, Dejon Edwards, really, really good running backs. Kenny McIntosh there as well. Those guys were just not the same level of explosive athletes that I think Etienne and Frazier bring. I think those two guys are going to play a big role in that regard, while Georgia also still has those bruiser types in Branson Robinson, in Roderick Robinson. That's sort of the piece there. You know, I think Georgia was eighth last year in runs of 10 yards or more, but they were 40th in runs of 20 yards or more. So they were just not ripping off those big, long, explosive runs time after time. That's going to be the measure, I think, of this sort of running back room this year. Can they churn out those big, explosive runs like they used to when Todd Gurley, Nick Chubb, DeAndre Swift were all in the backfield?
All right, big guy, we will talk before you know it about real football, man, because we got week zero, and then it's Clemson and the Dogs. And again, read Connor, guys, and everybody else at Dog Nation.
Dog Nation is brought to you by the Tour Championship. Get your tickets today at tourchampionship.com. Thanks again, Connor. Appreciate you.
Yep, as always, it's a pleasure.
All right, good stuff from him. Can't wait till the season starts. By the way, he's on his game, man. I mean, Connor's always just up on it and constantly, you know, putting new information out there. I'm ready for them to get this season started because now, Mike, all this conversation about what the Dogs are and what they aren't. I think Dog fans realize this, but this is the disappointing part about last year. They got held out of an opportunity to three-peat because somebody in the room said, one loss,
Right.
We don't have to worry about it this year.
Well, they lost late. That's the thing. You lose late, you're in trouble. You lose early, you're okay. That's what Alabama did, right?
That's exactly right. Coming up, an interesting playlist that includes this song. We'll explain. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Is this Phil Dunphy's playlist?
We're going to get going. Let's go.
Back to more Dukes and Bell.
Are you ready?
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Couple things going on today, and we're going to let you hear from Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons, our new safety.
You realize we've added 32 sacks in the last 3 years and 14 interceptions in the last three seasons?
I love it.
With those two dudes?
It's the best thing, man. So before we get to that, because they spoke to the media today, the reason why we're playing this song, we played a little Maroon 5 before we went to break. These were the songs on Kirk Cousins' birthday practice playlist. So, Turtle, if you would read some of these songs for us that were on his playlist so Mike and I can get an idea.
Right. Stop me when you notice a theme.
Okay.
Actually, don't, because it's going to be right away. The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Okay.
Move Along by the All-American Rejects.
I do have that on my iTunes. That's a catchy song.
Holiday by Green Day. Okay. The aforementioned Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne.
By the way, one of the great videos with Rachel Hunter in it. Outstanding.
Absolutely. All the Small Things, Blink 182.
Right.
The Anthem by Good Charlotte.
This is also like the MTV Rock Block they play on VH1 Classic because I record that and they run it late night and I watch it sometimes.
It's true. I'll say this. Yep. I'm getting vibes of 2000s, around early 2000s. That's what I'm getting, but keep going.
Right.
All right. The currently playing Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Las Vegas own. Great song. Great band.
Best of You by The Foo Fighters.
So strong.
Sugar, We're Going Down. Fall Out Boy.
Very catchy. This almost sounds like music your kids could jam to as well, Carl, in the minivan.
No, it's true. About that song, Grant was to his baseball show. I played it as bumper one time. He about gave me the dirtiest look I've ever seen Grant McCauley ever get.
Really?
Never play that song again, yeah.
Really?
He is anti-Fallout Boy, as anti-Fallout Boy as one can be.
No, we saw we were in Vegas and at the old Hard Rock, and they comped us Fallout. I would never pay to see Fallout Boy, but we were comped. We were probably the oldest people in there, me and Becky, and it was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
Sometimes you fall into concerts.
Right.
Or performances, and they end up being better than you expected, and you didn't really have any expectations. But that was Kirk Cousins' birthday playlist. Now, there were more songs. Guys, you feel me on this? Early 2000s, where are you guys at? Where's that playlist at?
That's early to mid-2000s, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was my jam. I was like in 7th and 8th grade when all these songs came out. That was on my iTunes.
The height of TRL, if you will.
Correct. Yes, that's exactly right. And these are all videos that would have been on TRL sure.
Now that he's got two from the All-American Rejects, Dirty Little Secret.
Okay.
You're My Dirty Little Secret. Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad. Not the worst song.
So here's the deal, though. This is what we're going with. This is Kirk Cousins.
Shops at Kohl's.
This is who he
is. And he listens to this.
This is, and you know what?
That's my quarterback.
And he's comfortable with it.
Right.
He's fine. He's not trying to front and make himself out to be somebody he's not. I love it.
Right. I got
to
admit, Carl, seeing that playlist, you got to take the Kirko chain. It's got to go away now, man. The chain got to go away
now,
man.
That's what makes it so funny because you see this is his playlist, and then you go, really? You gonna put the chains on?
He's suburban dad. He's like totally suburban dad.
He is.
Love it.
So happy birthday to Kirk Cousins. But we got to.
You like that?
We were amused after seeing that playlist.
Warren and I, real quick, in the break, we were thinking of what would be the – hip-hop, R&B alternatives that could have been played from the same era, and you're missing greats like the Carter 3 from Lil Wayne,
true,
College Dropout from Kanye West.
It was hot.
You got Outkast was kicking and screaming at the same time. All noticeably absent from Kirk Cousins'
okay.
playlist.
I think when Kurt wants to get street, he plays Get Jiggy With It.
Okay.
Don't. Welcome to my
Will Smith line. Do me a favor. Write one verse without a curse. Yeah, that's Kirk Cousins right there, yes.
Oh, man, I hope he has a good birthday. I hope he has a great season. But, yeah, we were amused at that. Really were. Here's the deal, man. Justin Simmons, can we hear him talk about what the players said at the dinner about winning here in Atlanta? Now, if you're not familiar, he met at Chops. Again, he's laid out this dinner. We talked about it Friday. Monday, we followed up with it. Or should I say last week when we were out on Friday at remote. I just feel like, Mike, this is the part where you can talk about the money. And by the way, we didn't even mention this in the Blitz, but Stephon Gilmore goes to the Vikings. 1 year, $10 million deal.
Right.
It's basically, you know, $7 million guaranteed. We get Justin Simmons for about $8 million. The point is, Mike, this is a really good deal the Falcons got him for.
Right. Now, don't get me wrong. I would like to get Gilmore, too, but there's only so much money we can move around
correct.
At this stage. So, yeah.
But here he is talking about this dinner that they had at Chops and what the players said to him.
It was almost like with or without you, we're gonna get this thing done type of thing, right? And, you know, Jesse said it, like, we're building something special, so hop on. And, you know, I want to be a part of that. And I know, you know, take all the other stuff out of it. Like, man, I know it's a one-year thing, at least for now, but, like, you're going to get my best for this year. And I'm all in as if this was like, you know, I'm a rookie coming in for, you know, 4 years, 5 years, whatever it is, man, like, I'm all in because I could tell the guys here are all in. So it's easy to buy into the players, the coaches, the culture. Like I said, top to bottom, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I'm literally giving you exactly what I heard at the dinner. And it was, you feel the energy. And like I said, you guys know these guys better than I do. Well, you felt the energy at the dinner, and you're looking at them in the eyes and having that conversation. You know it's right in your heart. And, you know, you pray over it, and you're like, yeah, this is the right decision. And so, man, I'm so thankful, you know, just for the opportunity to at least, you know, give that a shot because I believe in it.
Love it. I mean, love the fact that the things we heard from Judon, we'll play that cut in a second, but these guys want to be here. It's the argument you and I have a lot with listeners about, and it's the same thing goes with the Hawks. If the Hawks ever get their head out of their tuchus, people want to come play in Atlanta too as free agents or make a trade or try to get themselves here. If you're sexy, if you feel like the team is going in the right direction, if you like the coach, and let's just mention what we said to start the show. I think Coach Ra has a lot to do with this.
I do too.
I
do too. I think one thing that Simmons got from this dinner is guys can be themselves. And that may sound silly, and you think, well, that happens all across the NFL. You just heard Tua Tagovailoa talk about Brian Flores being the coach and berating him and not making him feel like he was getting the job done. This is not the culture in every NFL locker room, or for that matter, every NFL team. So even when you're winning, sometimes you can't be yourself. I'm just telling you, I think absolutely right, Mike, that is part of this, and guys are sitting at that table like, yo, the culture here is cool. You can be who you are, and guess what? We work, and we're going to win. Here's Matthew Judon talking about his personal growth after he injured his bicep. Now, Mike, he played, what, 4 games last year, I believe, and then was out?
He had 4 sacks in 4 games, but, yeah, the bicep, he was out.
Here he is talking about what he learned about himself.
I knew God, but I encountered him over that time. Like, oh, man, it was a period for me. I went through some hard stuff over that year, and it wasn't because of the injury. It was like football, this game masked so much stuff. Like I said, a lot of people stopped calling me around a certain time, and I didn't have that. So I learned a lot by myself.
Dude is, I mean, look, I like the way he's wired. I think he's 100% real. I think you saw that. Now, again, it was a bit embarrassing, I think, as for the organization to have him going at it with Gerard Mayo at practice, but it's coming from the heart. This guy doesn't play.
I agree. Strip sack. Oh, I can't wait. That is him basically saying, my guess, Mike, is those Patriot coaches and whatnot distanced themselves from
right.
that once he was injured and couldn't help.
Basically, he's dead man walking. You can't help the club, so you're out. I love the fact that he says, I don't owe the Falcons anything. They don't know me. Look, I think it's refreshing for an athlete to be real. And he's saying, look, I'm on a prove-it contract. We get it. For guys who don't know the backstory, Grand Valley State He had a bad knee. He dazzled at the, I think it was the Senior Bowl or the Shriners game. Yep. And he goes to the combine, even though he's not 100%, because he still wants to make a shot out of it. He gets a fifth-round pick to go to the Ravens. So this guy you pull for. But this is the guy who's got it. When you talked about it, Carl, you can't manufacture it. Either you got the juice or you ain't got the juice. This guy's got the juice.
All right, man. More in the Falcon Report coming up. Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man. Two Braves get plunked. Now we lose Austin Riley. I think I got the answer why. I'll get into that in Guy Talk. Also coming up, Oscar De La Hoya and Holly Saunders make a racy video and then take it down? Details to follow in Guy Talk next.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans. Yes! Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Where the players play. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Carl and I did. Eating those big steaks that Lister Coy brought us up there at Hooters, man. Man, that was it was a lot of meat. You ate the whole thing, too, by yourself?
No. We ate, like, I still have some left over.
Oh, an aristocrat.
Yeah, no. I mean, come on, I'm dainty. We cut it up.
It made me feel like a pig. I ate the whole thing, and I shared some of it with me.
We put the pictures out there. I sliced that thing up, but I probably have maybe a third left.
Okay.
So I'll heat that up and maybe have a, you know, steak.
I always love whenever I post a photo of Ike, my dog, and we're responsible dog owners is always like, you know, Sammy's safety. You know, you really shouldn't give red meat to a dog. He's getting a little nibble, okay? And he's going to get the bone. But I mean, there's always like, oh, just relax. We got this. I monitor his bone eating, okay? When I start hearing, like, okay, he's getting down. All right, now we take the bone away. You can't do anything without somebody freaking out on Twitter.
Oh, no. It's out there, Mike.
Just by giving him some beef broth. Oh, just shut up. He's having a bite of the steak, for crying out loud.
Beef
the damn
broth.
Lab. He's got a cast iron stomach. Anyway, I digress. You know what the problem with baseball is?
What?
They need the sticky stuff. They need the sticky stuff. This weekend, we just lost Austin Riley and maybe our chance to do something in the playoffs because he's been a heart and soul guy all year long. I have to tell you guys, and it looked like he was rolling. Now, I don't know if it would have helped a young rookie trying to make his way in the world, that big galoot Jack Kochanowicz. 6'7". I mean,
he's a big dude.
Freaking Frankenstein.
He's a big dude, yeah.
But he had no control. And I know Dave O'Brien tweeted about it from The Athletic, and a lot of guys are hitting us up saying, shouldn't we have thrown at somebody? Well, I mean, it's our buddy Ron Washington. I don't think Ron isn't telling his pitchers to throw at Braves.
I just think
it's a complete lack of control. When it was Travis d'Arnaud who got hit the day before on Saturday, that's a guy that probably does need the sticky stuff. Jose Cisnero, who's just trying to hang on to what's left of his baseball career.
An
older guy that probably could use that stuff on his hands.
First of all, there's no history here. Angels are not any good.
Right.
We've talked about this, right? So the last thing they're going to go out and do is intentionally hit Braves. I think the intent is why I always talk about these situations. You know, when guys, what happened? Is there a history here? That's not the situation here. I'm with Mike on this. I think these were pitches that got away. We can talk about Major League Baseball and these checks of the gloves and all this stuff and the sticky stuff. Bottom line is, you could have lost d'Arnaud as well, Mike.
Right.
We're lucky we didn't.
Two guys on arrest. Right. Exactly.
So
to me, it just they had a poll that they did. I think it was anonymously. Pitchers don't want to cop to it. But would you rather have the sticky stuff or basically said, yeah, you can keep the pitch and the pitch clock. You know, as far as moving things around, just give me back the sticky stuff. As far as the rule changes, some of these guys do need it, and based on what we saw, they probably do. All right, man. There was a time, and she's still a knockout. Holly Saunders was on the Golf Channel and NBC and just was absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. I know I've told the story a million times. Squid Billy and I and Arch were in New York for the Super Bowl when they played the Broncos in Seattle. And we were at Spark Steakhouse on the east side. And it's filled with media people. Everyone's waiting for their table. Holly Saunders comes in. Remember Eric Casilius? You worked with him at ESPN.
I did, yes. I was about to say. Yeah.
Eric's
quite the
boulevard deer.
Well, he's got game.
Yes,
I don't know.
Strong game.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, he did.
He's got a rap. I mean, hate the player, don't hate the game. Anyway, she walks in, and I think we asked Bo Morgan about this. He'll say the same thing. It's literally like the record scratched. Everybody was like, you know, got some Sinatra playing in the background. Everybody just goes, it's like Jessica Rabbit just walked in. Like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Well, anyway, knockout. The reason I bring it up is she is now dating Oscar De La Hoya.
Huh.
And she hasn't stopped. Like, you know, some women that get the augmentation, they just don't stop and they just keep pushing it and pushing
it. She doesn't look anything like she used to.
She was a natural beauty. Chris, you know what I'm talking about with Holly. I mean, perfectly natural beauty. Didn't have to do anything. And now she looks like, you know, something out of like a Barbie movie.
Ah!
Yes. I just saw the picture.
So Oscar De La Hoya and Holly Sanders, they put a video up on Instagram, and then they remove it shortly thereafter. The video later resurfaced on social media, which shows Oscar De La Hoya buck naked. He's wearing a thong. Eventually, I mean, not nearly buck naked. She's wearing a skimpy bikini with her breastises popping out.
Yeah.
They were dancing to Loca People from Sac Noel. Chris, you know that tune? Anyway, they're on the balcony together somewhere, perhaps in Mexico or Los Angeles. Anyway, and she's doing her thing. We posted a funny video an hour ago.
Lingerie on.
I know. I posted a funny video an hour ago, she wrote in a post. It got taken down on both of our accounts due to lames reporting it.
Really?
So they're very, very exhibitionist-like with their shenanigans.
Oscar's been in this world.
Yes, he has.
I'll say this,
nothing wrong with a man wearing panties, right?
No. I mean, do you? I just think, Mike, I'm looking at the picture from when Holly, this is... You know, you're talking 15 years ago. She was
perfect.
Nothing wrong with her.
No, she was. There was no reason to have any. Look, it's her prerogative, her body, but there was no reason to take anything to like cartoonish proportions.
She doesn't look real. She looks like Jessica on Roger Rabbit.
That's what I said. You look at the lips. It's like in plate to 14 pounds pressure.
I don't
get it. She was beautiful. Oscar, you've ruined Holly Saunders for all of us.
If you told me that was her and I didn't know,
right.
I would tell you no way.
No way, Jose.
Have you seen this, Chris? Oren, have you guys seen her? I can't believe this.
If you
is
do
her.
Like the before and after, yeah. I mean, literally breathtaking. One of the most beautiful. We've said this before. One of the most beautiful women we've ever seen in person. And then, God bless. Don't get me wrong. We got half our audience and still go, damn, son, they like it just the way she is probably now.
I guess so. Well, she's enhanced, though, so
yeah,
much.
Too
that
much.
Is
too
the
much.
Kardashianification
yep.
of the American society.
It's okay. Too much. It's okay. Too much. It's not
is
sexy.
Is the butt real? I mean, like, what's real?
Nothing.
Nothing's real.
Not okay. anymore.
Right. She was perfect. She was
just
innocent. She was young. She was innocent. She was the greatest piece. And I've had it all over the world. Sorry. It's Godfather reference. Hey, speaking of movies, how much would you pay for Indiana Jones' iconic fedora? Indiana Jones' hat.
Oh, everybody knows that, though. I mean, wow. If I had it, Mike, I'd pay 100 G.
Yep. Well, the brown fedora worn by Harrison Ford, it went for $630,000
okay,
at auction. Yeah, that's a bit much. The fedora comes from the personal collection of the late stunt performer named Dean Ferradini, who also wore it while standing in for Harrison Ford as Jones in the movie. So he was able to hold on to it, and it went for some serious cash. It was the Herbert Johnson Hat Company in London, which made that hat, sable-colored rabbit felt, in case you were wondering. And it was the one that he wore in those movies, Temple of Doom. Oh, this is the one with Kate Capshaw. So it was the second of the Indiana Jones movies in that. They wore the hat.
Very cool. Yeah, cool. I think, you know, for you to buy or purchase an item like that, and don't get me wrong, I mean, if you got the money, do it.
Right.
But it's always interesting to me, like, you know, you're sitting around and you're like, I think I'm going to buy the Indiana Jones hat. What do you think it's going to go for?
Yeah.
And then
having the coin to do it.
And then $600,000, you know, I mean.
I'd do that for a car. I wouldn't do that for a hat.
Really?
I'm going to be honest. You know, and there's some cars out there that if I won the lottery, I'd be on. Speaking of which, if you're Jeff Bezos, you can buy anything you want. A personal friend of Carl Duke's. The latest rumors from Beantown is he's looking to buy the Celtics. Asking price about $6
billion. He got it.
He got that. He's got that under his couch.
He's
got that in the cushions.
Yeah. Wow. Well, listen, he's wanted to get into ownership. With the sports. We're talking about football, even. There were rumors about him with the Commanders.
Correct.
Okay. So now you're talking about the Celtics. Wow. What's up?
We really want the Celtics, though, to have, like, the world's richest owner, though. Like, seriously?
Hey, seriously? East Coast, West Coast. Hey, look what Golden State pays in the luxury tax.
That's right. He's got to play by the rules still. Right. I mean, there's still rules. But that's. I'm not going to be surprised if he does this, man, because he wants to own a team.
I mean, again, when you talk about we can't get wrestlers at apron one, this guy's got his own weenish-shaped rocket ship. This guy can rocket right past the
apron one.
We can't get our owner to get to the first apron. This guy's got a rocket ship. Look like a Johnson. It's an enormous. Anyway, you get the idea. Hey, one last story for you. Out in Vegas, next time we're out there, mister.
Yeah.
They just put in Mandalay Bay, and I got this from our buddy Nader.
What is it?
And then Andy Rosenberg sent us. It is called Swingers. Not what you think. It is a giant adult-themed indoor miniature golf-themed attraction.
Oh, wow.
They spent $50 million on this thing.
Wow.
It's apparently a brand from England. They've got locations in New York City, I guess near Times Square, I don't know, D.C., and they got one in London. They've got one in Dubai. They raised $50 million to launch the Vegas flagship. It'll be opening in November.
What is it? Putt-putt? What are
it's
we talking
miniature
about?
Miniature golf.
Okay.
And apparently you can have your cocktails will come in the form of a caddy.
Ah.
Come and bring you your drinks.
Okay.
And they got food and the whole shebang. And they basically built it out in the old Light nightclub. Ooh. So it's actually two levels. Looks pretty wild.
That does. Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah, that was a good nightclub.
Only reason it was a great nightclub. And I think, if memory serves, that was the original Rum Jungle.
It was.
Before they switched it. Yeah. Speaking of golf.
With the water.
Oh, that was, dude, that was my joint. You and I got to go there a few times back in the day. Oh, big gigantic drums on the side of the dance floor. Oh, the greatest. That was the one where, Oren, you'd love this,
okay,
man.
Okay, time out. What are you going
to
say?
You can't.
What are you about to say?
My wife's listening. She's in traffic.
Yeah, it doesn't What are you about to say?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, good.
I can't say it.
Good. Shut it down.
It's a spot, man.
Don't say it.
So many great things happened in that place. So many amazing nights. Rum Jungle, for me, was the greatest Vegas,
spot.
Other than maybe Tao. Tao's right up there with
Tao's
it.
Tao's a good spot.
But man, that's the greatest. You know what? Drinks up. Pinkies up. Rum Jungle.
I'm just glad you shut the story down.
Time and a place. It's a time and a place. On that note, there's Guy Talk, brought to you by Duke's Bell. Hey, man, Ale, get some.
Whew. Got away with that one. Coming up, we're going to talk about preseason game number 2 and the biggest question mark, which has you scratching your head. It's Duke's and Bell.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call Bader Scott, 404-888-888.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!